Don't tell me you agree with Scott Winters.
I agree with him 100%.
Thank you and goodbye.
Not your typical talk radio program.
No.
Most narcissistic. No help.
You can't even say the word.
Can't even say it. I'm like the Johnny Appleseed of good things.
So are you.
The Rick and Scott Show. You got that right, baby.
The Rick and Scott Show.
Good one.
Here we go.
On News Radio 1300 WOOD.
Good morning. Monday morning. It's kind of a tough show to do today as we play a tribute to a friend, a coworker, somebody that we've all invited into our family for many, many years, Rick Beckett, who passed away last Thursday night at the age of 54. A lot of people have asked about memorial services or funerals at the request of Rick, surprisingly, in his will. He didn't want a funeral or a memorial service, so the family's respecting that wish, and we're respecting that wish, and so we decided to do our kind of radio memorial service this morning, and this will be available on the podcast if you missed any of it, and we're kind of right now just kind of strolling through Rick's career. We talked about some of his earlier days down in Huntsville and here in Grand Rapids. Now we're going to be joined by two people that spent a lot of time with Rick in the late 80s and early 90s before even I came on board. We've got Darla Jay, who's currently working in, surprisingly enough, News Talk out at KMBZ out in Kansas City, and Jay Allen, who fills in from time to time doing sports right here on the News Radio Wood 1300. Morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Darla.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Scott.
A tough day for a tough weekend for all of us, I think.
Just, you know, I talked to Scott over the weekend, and so many memories have been flooding back. And some of them, I mean, at times this weekend, I've laughed so hard thinking about things that happened. And at other times, just when I least expect it, I completely tear up. It hit me really hard, and I haven't even seen Rick for, I don't know, 6 years maybe since the last time I saw you guys.
If you had to pick one memory, Darla, from Rick, what would it be?
Boy. One of the things I was thinking about the other day was Janos Kokish. Remember Janos?
Yeah.
Remember Janos telling us the story about his bird?
Darla, hang on here a sec. I'm going to play that clip for you in just a second.
Excellent. That's one thing that I thought about this weekend that made me laugh so hard. I remember Rick calling me Toots all the time when he liked me, and Aunt B when he didn't. And I guess I have to say one of the memories that will stick with me forever was Halloween. Halloween night. We were in Holland. What was the name of that hotel and bar?
It was the Holland Holiday Inn. Calypso's was the name of the bar, Calypso, which I don't think even exists anymore.
There was, for some reason, we had a cardboard cutout of Chevy Chase because he had a nighttime talk show on TV for about a minute. And we brought that with us, and Rick, this is before Rick stopped drinking, Rick was tuned up, as we will say, and for some reason he lit Chevy Chase's head on fire. He turned around and he got a fire extinguisher, and up till this point it was pretty funny, and he started to put out the fire on Chevy's head, but unfortunately for Scott and I, he then turned the fire extinguisher on the crowd below us, and it was a chemical fire extinguisher.
Which means it was hazardous.
So ended up in the hospital, and Rick left Scott and I to clean up the mess.
So he basically walked out, I'm guessing,
of course.
Right?
Yes.
Of course.
Jay, how about you? Give us a memory that really stands out for you.
Well, you know, the thing that I remember the most is the stories he used to tell. I love the story about when he was down, I think it was Fort Walton Beach, Florida, and he was working in a radio station doing mornings, and the owner of the radio station had a minor bird. Now, Rick is a pet lover. We know that distinctly. But at this point in his career, this minor bird was in the control room, and the owner thought it would be funny if it just start chirping every once in a while and start talking while you're on the air. Rick one time took a Coke bottle filled with Coke, sprayed this bird completely down, never made another word. Needless to say, the next day he was fired.
He used to tell that story all the time about the, I think the bird's name was Zing or Zippy or something like that, because he worked for a radio station. It was, I think it was Zing. It was WZNG down in Florida, and the program director or somebody at the radio station decided it would be a great little novelty that every time you turned your mic on, it also turned the mic on that was in the bird cage. And the bird would just go crazy at the most inopportune times, and Rick used to get so annoyed by that. Tell you what, I'm going to put you both on hold so you can hear this, but you both mentioned some of the characters that used to be on our show, including Janos, and, you know, Rick and I had the discussion, I'm sure maybe even with you, many times. We don't know if these stories actually happened to Janos or not, but Janos was such a good storyteller that we didn't care if they really happened to him or not. And originally, Darla, tell us how the whole connection with Janos came about, because it was a story about putting golf balls in the microwave, was it not?
I think a story, we were talking about putting golf balls in the microwave, and he called because he tried it. And he of course, they explode if you leave them in there long enough.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't quite understand the whole golf ball in the microwave thing. And then Janos became a great friend of the show. I remember him being at a party one night, and for some reason, I don't remember what the party was for, but people were wearing T-shirts that said, "I spent the night with Darla J and Janos." Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I don't remember how that whole promotion came about either, but yeah, I do remember that.
That was the last time anybody wore a T-shirt like that.
And I have not heard from Janos in many, many years. Last I knew, he was somewhere down in Florida, and that's the last I've heard. But here, I'm going to put you on hold, Darla. I want you to hear this. This is actually Janos talking about his pet parakeet, Moose, and he had a problem with his furnace.
One of our favorites is here to talk.
KLQ.
Good morning, how are you?
Janos!
Yes.
What's up, man?
Nothing. I had a bad weekend.
Uh-oh. Tell me quickly, go.
I go quiet. Yesterday morning, I ran out of heating fuel, you know.
Ooh.
And I called fuel company.
Yeah.
They told me that they can do nothing till Monday morning. But I didn't know what to do, so okay. And it got cold in there fast, you know. So I went to neighbors, and they let me borrow one of these kerosene heaters, you know.
Yeah.
So I brought that home, and I lit, you know, started that up, and it was good. I was watching TV, and a bird, you know, a parakeet. Moose is his name.
What's his name?
Moose.
Moose.
Right. And I don't keep him tied down, you know. I leave his door open and cage.
Right, yeah. Because
he likes to fly around once in a while, you know.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm watching TV, and Moose starts flying around the room, and of all places, idiot lands on top of this kerosene heater. And his feet got stuck on it, and he started screaming, and his feet are smoking. And I got up and grabbed him and pulled him off this thing.
Oh, no.
And I could see his feet were bad, you know.
Burned
up, right? So I called this animal doctor in Hastings. He was there. He said, bring him in right away.
Bring the moose on over.
Right. So I put him in a paper bag, and I put on my coat and my shoes and locked the door, and I grabbed the bag, and I raced like hell to Hastings.
Right.
And I got to the animal doctor, and I gave him the bag. I said, here, you know, see what you can do. He looked in the bag, and he said, what the hell is this? I said, what? I told you what happened. And he gave me the bag. I looked in, and it was an empty beer can and pack of cigarettes.
You picked up the wrong bag.
I had to race. I raced like hell home, and on the kitchen table, there was the bag with Moose in it.
You see, he was still in there?
He was, yeah, but he was on his back with burned up feet in air. It was too late.
Is he gone?
Yes, I lost him.
That's very sad.
Right, now he's broke.
You going to get another one?
Yes, I replaced it. He was a good bird. You know, he'd talk, he'd bite on your ear and fly around and stuff.
His hair got burned off and his feet were smoked, right?
His feet were smoking on the sting. And I had to run around the coffee table to grab hold of him. And he was hurt bad. I tried to help him, but I screwed up.
I
had to clean my kitchen table. I have too many paper bags on it.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Be more careful with this new bird. Did you get a new one?
No, not yet. This just happened yesterday.
Are you going to get one now?
I after work, I go look for one, yes.
Do you have another name picked out?
Moose 2.
Moose 2?
Right.
I see.
like movie, Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 2.
I hear you.
Right.
All right, Yanos, well, thanks for checking in. You're fascinating as always.
Well, I come say hello to Jay and Darla.
We'll do.
Say goodbye to Moose.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. That was one story that will live on in my mind forever.
Oh, feet smoking. Bird crying.
I want to thank both of you two for being around for Rick. I mean, he even though that you know, Darla, you left in '97, I think it was,
yep,
to go off to Cleveland and to eventually make your way off to Kansas City. And Jay, you left actually to go to Wood Radio back in let's see, it would have been '93 because I replaced you over on the Q Morning Zoo. But you know what, Rick still spoke very highly of both of you.
Scotty, Fred wanted to mention this because he got a chance to do it. He told me after he got to talk to you guys last hour that you made Rick what he was on the air, and he meant that sincerely. That without you, Rick would have never gone as far as he did. And we all both know and all know that Rick had a lot of talent, but you were his supporting staff. I'll tell you what. And so on behalf of the family, the Becketts, and they say they're doing great, but they're having their moments. Trust
sure,
me.
Sure.
Keep them in your prayers, and you are in our prayers too, Scotty. And everybody.
Thanks, appreciate that.
Darla, it's great always reminiscing with you.
Nice to talk to you too, Jay. And Scott, you know how I feel about you and about Rick. I loved him dearly. He was an enormous part of my life, as you were. And he was an exasperating person, but I wouldn't have gotten where I got today without working with Rick and without working with you.
Thank you.
You are in my heart and in my prayers, and it's, you know, as hard as it might be for some of us that are listening, I can't even fathom what you're going through. So know that all of us love you, and we'll be there for you if you need us.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. And I'm going to end this segment, I'm going to end it the way that the Morning Zoo used to end the weekend, end the week, rather, and kick off the weekend. You know, Rick always liked to sing whenever he had a chance. And you remember how you guys used to do it? Darla? Remember the song?
Everyone's Working for the Weekend?
Party Town.
Party Town, sorry.
Here we go. Thanks, guys.
See you, Darla. See you.
Everybody going nuts.
Hearing Rick and Scott on News Radio 1300 WOOD.
Listening, talking, understanding. The Rick and Scott Show is on News Radio 1300 WOOD.
Boy, this morning is flying by. It's hard to believe it's almost 10:30 already. We were just talking with Darla J and Jay Allen from the KLQ days, and in the studio with me now are three other people that worked with Rick back at the KLQ days, and also now here working the Clear Channel cluster. I've got Conrad, who you hear over on B93.
Hey there.
Tom Robinson, who does a lot of our production.
Hello.
And Andy O'Reilly, who you hear on the Fox 101.3.
Hello.
We're drinking buddies. That's what we were.
You know, and that's we were. I mean, we went back in our wilder days. We would all end up at the Anchor Bar over on Bridge Street, and I was thinking over the weekend, and Tommy, you were there that night. Remember, typically most bathrooms at a bar are pretty pretty.
Yeah.
The Anchor spent money. They put new wallpaper up. They painted, and it was they had not done that. It had been like 2 days that they had done all of the renovation in the bathroom.
Right.
Rick was there one night
Uh-oh.
With his Sharpie
yes.
and wrote on the wall and got caught red-handed, and they kicked him out of the Anchor for life and a day. Do you remember what he wrote on the
yes,
wall?
Yes, because...
You were so ticked off.
I think I jumped on him out on Bridge Street. But that was about 2 a.m.
Yes.
But this was when that movie JFK was out.
Right.
And for Rick was obsessed with that movie for a while. So he wrote, Tom Robinson killed JFK.
And you
right
were
above the urinal.
And you were so upset by that.
Well, the thing was, Dennis, the manager, he caught me doing a lot worse stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know, you can't smoke that in here. But Rick writes on the wall, you're out of here for life and a day.
Conrad, how about you? A quick story?
I have a great story. Rick told us at the jock meeting one time, and he would come into work, and sometimes he'd stop at the gas station there on Lake Michigan Drive. He lived at Standale at the time. And he goes up to the gas station, waves at the lady like he does every morning for her to turn the pump on, and he didn't know that they changed over the night before. So you either have to pay ahead or use your credit card. So Rick jumps up and down and starts swearing at her and flipping her off, and then he finally decides this is it. He drives down to the gas station down the road. He goes behind the car, and hanging out of the gas tank is a nozzle and about 2 feet of hose hanging out of the car. The capper to the story is, on Rick's way to work, he stops by the post office at the Grand River at the bridge and disposes the evidence yeah. down into the fishing ladder.
Secret sauce.
Rick, yeah. Rick, we love you. Man, I just got to say to people that know Rick and Scott from all these years is the guy had a great heart.
He did.
And the early Rick and the later Rick are two different
yes,
guys.
Yes,
and to watch him blossom over the years here at Wood 1300 is just yep. amazing. We love you, Rick.
And we're running late on news here, but Andy, go ahead. I know you put up a great tribute to Rick
yeah,
a couple of weeks ago after we ran into each other at the car show.
Actually, yeah, it was a great picture. You know, I just kind of bumped into you guys at the auto show, and it may be the last picture. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But what a great thing for me, knowing the guy 20 years, to think that I was there for the last picture to be taken, especially, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, you and I, we've known each other equally as long.
Right, well, you and I started at KLQ right about the same time.
About the same time.
There was a little bit of competition, I think, between the two of us.
It was never any competition because everybody wanted you around. You know, me, I was this pushy, you know, trying
to get... You were pups. You guys were both pups.
But you know what? Look at where we are today. We're still there.
Yeah, minimum wage.
Yeah, well...
We really made something for ourselves, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Thanks
Rick,
for coming in, guys.
You're
going to
be missed, Rick. We love you.
We're
going to
definitely
Rick.
Miss him. Yep. Thanks,
Hang
guys.
Hang in there, Scott.
Continue with our tribute to Rick Beckett here on News Radio Wood 1300 after we take a break here for news on News Radio Wood 1300.
Still keeping it real. You're hanging with Rick and Scott on News Radio 1300 WOOD.
One of these days, I'm going to roll tape secretly, and you're not going to know about it. And I'm just going to let people hear all the stupid questions you ask me during commercial breaks.
They're guaranteed to make you think.
We just had a lengthy discussion about toasters off the
no.
air.
Sometimes till it hurts.
Whether my toaster had a crumb tray or not.
I had nothing to do with this conversation.
Does it have a slide tray or a little door?
I don't know who you were talking to.
Does it have a little dial?
Get to know Rick and Scott.
Stop bringing up that kind of... That's personal. These are personal conversations.
I just felt the need to share that with our listeners.
No, that was
so
a bad...
they can know the real Rick Beckett.
No.
The Rick and Scott Show. Weekday mornings, 9 to noon.
It's Toaster Talk with Rick Beckett.
And now you've brought trouble in over there. Good one, Winters.
Rick Beckett and Scott Winters. On News Radio 1300 WOOD.
I'm going to miss those conversations.
I'm going to miss that laugh. That was my favorite part of going through the audio and the promos was that laugh and the...
Yep.
And then the laugh.
Scott Winters, we're doing a three-hour tribute this morning to our dearly departed friend Rick Beckett, who passed away last Thursday. In studio with me, the voice you just heard, Angie Weiss, the program director here at News Radio Wood 1300. Also Phil Tower, the former PD here at Wood Radio, and also the man who was very instrumental in making the Rick and Scott show a part of the lineup here at News Radio Wood 1300 almost 6 years ago.
Yeah, 6 years in April.
Yep. Right now we're talking, kind of going down memory lane and talking to a few people that Rick has worked with along the way. Right now I want to go to Rovin Ralph. A lot of you may remember Rovin Ralph from the GRD days. Actually, he started, interesting story about Rovin Ralph. He signed on to do an internship with us at KLQ. His internship went through. We moved stations, and so he then had to go through and move everything over to the other station, but he spent many, many years with us. Rovin Ralph, whose real name, by the way, is Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Scott and Phil and Angie. Thanks so much for letting me be on this morning and be part of this, what so far is a great tribute for Rick. It was funny, when I took my internship, I believe the Friday after I started on a Monday, you guys, Darla pulled me in and told me you guys were leaving. And I believe Rick did not want to take me at the time because he did not want another intern on air, and I wasn't on air at that time. And Darla was the one that let me come along with you guys, and the rest was history from there.
Now, we put you through a bunch of different paces over the years, sending you out on the street. Which one stands out the most for you?
Well, you know, the thing about Rick and I and the way that we interacted, Rick was kind of like that dirty uncle that that loved to take me aside and say things to me or show me things that
no.
As a naive college student I'd never seen before. And he has a very hard exterior, which I've heard other people talk about, and it takes a while for him to let his guard down and let you in.
Mm-hmm.
But once he does allow you into his life, and begins to share with you who he was internally, he really was a warm, kind, giving person. And I know, Scott, you probably feel the same way. He was the cheapest, most generous person I've ever met in my life.
Exactly. He could find the cheapest. Well, and I'm sure that even Angie and Phil were subjected to this. He would buy, you know, manager specials and bring them in and give
yes.
them away.
Mm-hmm.
If he could save a buck, boy, he would find a way.
And he would tell you about it, too.
Oh, of course. He was proud of it.
He made a point of bringing me animal crackers once in a while and pointing out that on the bag it said, wow, only
$2. Right. If we were going to go to lunch, let's make it brands and make sure Johnny comes out and buys the bill for Rick.
Remember, speaking of brands, remember the time you and I went to lunch, and this may have been after we were here at Wood Radio. We went to lunch, and he actually gave you a limit as to how much your meal could cost.
Right, exactly. And I told him he gave me a $10 limit, and I wanted to order ribs and something else, and so I had to give him $5 extra because my bill went over.
He did, and here's the best part of this. This will show you how cheap Rick really was. Johnny came out like he usually did and picked up the tab. Rick
right.
wouldn't give Ralph his money back.
Exactly. My money.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, those were fun times.
They were great times. Rick would leave voicemails for me, and no matter what mood I was in, he would make me laugh with his characters. He had a knack to find information. I remember once there was a karaoke thing that I had done when I was out with you, and sure enough, that showed up on the air a couple days later of a drunken Ralph trying to sing to bust a move or something. I mean, it was unbelievable. Another thing too about Rick was, you know, I haven't seen you guys a ton in since you've been at Wood, mm-hmm. and we've kind of went in different directions. But when I did see Rick, it was like time kind of evaporated.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, he was, Ralphie, what's going on? How you doing? And it was like we really had seen each other a couple days before when it had been, you know, 6 months, a year, or however long it had been. And that was just the way that Rick was.
Mm. Yep. Thanks for talking to us this morning, Ralph. Appreciate it.
Thank
or
you so
or
much,
Steve.
Guys.
I'll never get over calling you Ralph.
<That's okay. laughs>
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Another person that was a big part of the show back in the GRD days after Darla left was Leslie Green. And here's a little clip of Rick giving Leslie a hard time.
Here's a perfect example of the type of slackers that are dragging me down.
Leslie, stop yawning.
I wasn't yawning.
That was yawn.
I didn't yawn.
Scott, was she yawning? I didn't see it. I was sleeping.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was completely out at the time. What are we doing with these jobs? Man, you got the wrong people.
And on the phone with us right now, we do have Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Scott. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Boy, I've got an awful phone line here with you. We're going to try to make the best we can with it. Tella, do you have a memory of Rick that you want to share real quickly?
I do. The thing that kind of sticks out most in my head was when we had Busty Hart in the studio.
That we had the what?
Busty Hart.
Oh, Busty Hart, yeah. We stopped traffic in the downtown area.
Yes, absolutely. Again, you know, what more can you say that hasn't been said in that he was such a memorable person. He just made such a big impression on my life, and I just, gosh, good thing I wore my waterproof mascara today.
You know, a lot of us feel that way. I have shed more tears this last weekend than I can remember in a long time. But you know what? Not only did I shed those tears, but it was fun putting the show together this morning because listening to some of those clips that we've been hearing, it you know, it made us realize how much fun we all had together.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He might love this, but I went to bed thinking of him last night and I woke up thinking of him.
He would like that. Thanks for talking to us this morning, Leslie. Appreciate you sharing your thoughts.
You guys take care.
Thanks, Leslie.
Bye-bye.
You know, another part of the show that we used to do back then, and we actually threatened to do this here. We always, Rick and I always talked about, well, if this topic blows, we can always bring back the Talking Magic 8-Ball. We used to do, and it was a simple little bit over there. We used to just, it was a toy that had batteries in it, and you'd shake the ball, and it was like much like the regular Magic 8-Ball, where you'd ask a question, and it would give you an answer. We would do that bit about once a month, and the phones would just go crazy when we did it. And so we always talked about, and Phil didn't know this, we always talked about, well, if this topic doesn't work, we can always bring back the Talking Magic 8-Ball.
Thank God we didn't have to.
Easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
And
right?
I actually found the Talking Magic 8-Ball over the weekend looking through
really?
A bunch of boxes and stuff. The batteries, it was so funny because the batteries are, well, it hasn't been used in, you know, 6, 7, 8 years. The batteries were pretty slow. I turned it over, and instead of saying, the answer is no, it was more like, but here is an actual clip of trying to sell a house with a Talking Magic 8-Ball.
Is it Misty?
Yeah, hi.
In Wyoming, huh?
Good morning. Well, I have an 8-Ball question.
Yep.
I want to know if our house will sell by the end of August.
Mm. Have you bought another house yet?
Yes.
How much do you want for this place?
I think $87,400.
Okay, you want to know if the house is going to sell, right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on for a second. Hope so.
Oh, no.
Overpriced.
Lower the price.
We just lowered the price.
Lower again. Like you're calling. This act has gotten so old. You know, I could sleepwalk through this stuff at this point. I usually do, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I'm around about noon.
This is the Rick and Scott Show on News Radio 1300 WOOD.
Call Rick and Scott at 774-2424 or toll free at 866-290-2899. This is the Rick and Scott Show on News Radio 1300 WOOD.
Paying tribute to Rick Beckett this morning. Rick passed away last Thursday night of a heart attack at the age of 54. Kind of going down memory lane, talking to some of the people that we've worked with over the years. And some of the people that really meant a lot to him. And one of those people, none other than Stephanie Webb. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. Give us a memory that you have of Mr. Beckett.
Well, I have plenty, but I think my two favorite ones are when I got back from a trip to after visiting my grandma down in Florida, mm-hmm. I was recounting this story about how her version of air conditioning was, you know, set at about 89 degrees.
Right.
And we were sweltering, and I revealed during that conversation that my grandma was the only person on the planet that was still allowed to call me Steffi Joe.
Mm.
And so in true Beckett style, from that point on, he liked to call me Steffi Joe as much as possible. And to this day, he was like the only person allowed to call me Steffi Joe. So there was like my grandma and Rick Beckett.
And, you know, I would inevitably, if somebody came into the studio or somebody that worked with you or he knew that was going to run into you, he would always tell them, say hello to Steffi Joe. And he always had a certain way he had said it, too. It wasn't just Steffi Joe. It was Steffi Joe. Say hello to Steffi Joe for me.
Yeah. He always did, and he had a way, he goes, Steffi Joe.
Like
little thing. I can still hear it in my head. Of course.
What was the other one?
The other one was the Bridget and Fidget thing. I remember he always called the girls, because, like, right away, he really, like, kind of put on me to, like, you know, really be protective, like, of my kids, you know, doing the whole radio thing. You know, I didn't want to embarrass them. I didn't want to put them out there. And right away, he named them Bridget and Fidget.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, like, my kids embraced it. They still call each other that today. I mean, I remember when Morgan went to a remote with me. She was signing little autographs at, like, the age of 7. She was signing them Bridget.
Yeah, he will be missed, deeply missed.
He definitely was, too. And I also remember that we were never really allowed to watch TV. We always had to watch the stupid weather channel.
Well, of course. And now we watch everything but the Weather Channel in here.
Oh, my gosh. He finally overcame that addiction.
I know you're on vacation this week, Steph. Enjoy your vacation. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you very much for letting me be a part of it. And take care to you, okay? Scott, you are definitely in my thoughts.
Let's do lunch again soon. You there?
Oh, yeah.
I said, let's do lunch again soon.
Okay, absolutely.
All right, my voice is in and out this morning. Thanks, Steph. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Steph.
Guys. Love you guys.
Thanks. There you go, Stephanie. And, you know, one of the things about Rick was his sense of humor was how he would a lot of times pick on himself. And he would do it, not only would he allow me to pick on him, but he would willingly pick on himself and tell stories that happened when we weren't around to see it. Including this one.
I drooled on myself yesterday when I was sleeping. Sitting straight up in the old couch, I woke up and went, God, what is that? Is there anybody in the house right now? Oh, I know.
I've never drooled on myself. Oh. Maybe a pillow, but never on myself.
Well, I was sitting straight up.
Just running down the side of your face?
Like this long string?
It was about mid-chest when I caught it.
Oh, God.
Yuck.
Oh, yeah.
And another one, if you've ever been, especially if you work here at Wood Radio, if you've ever been in the studio when we've tried to cut the lines for the promo.
Oh, heavens.
Sometimes, I mean, I wish now I would have saved a lot of the screw-ups because they were classics,
mm-hmm.
including this one.
Monday. Monday on the GRD Morning Show. Germ expert. Monday. Monday on the GRD Morning Show, germ expert Dr. Bob Barosian. Is that his name? Bogosian. Oh, man.
Barosian.
Any longer weekend. This is the one for the money. Monday on the G... sir. Monday. Stop laughing, man. All right. Monday on the GRD Morning Show, germ expert Dr. Monday. Oh, man, it's really over, isn't it?
I'm Rick Beckett, your genial host. Scott Winter is a person of interest.
Low on carbs, but high on entertainment.
Is it genial or congenial?
And educational values.
Had to ask. I'm not sure.
I think it's congenial.
Congenial?
Yeah.
The Rick and Scott Show.
I don't know. Just use a different word next time.
Somebody call us, 774-2424.
Genial sounds like you came out of a bottle.
I know.
Weekday mornings, 9 to noon.
I dream of genie.
Did someone blink their eyes and cross their arms?
They're Rick and Scott on WOOD. Not really a talk show. It's like a conversation that never ends. The Rick and Scott Show is on News Radio Wood 1300.
That's kind of weird for me this morning. Typically when I would play this bump music, I would lift my hand and point for Rick to start. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how many times this morning I've had to stop myself from wanting to do that. Old habits are hard to break, I guess.
Or when you would play a song, who is that?
Right.
Who is that winner?
My voice is going out. I apologize for that, but I think it's kind of humorous. Rick would see the humor in the fact that I'm losing my voice on the day.
Yeah.
I'm doing a tribute to him. So we're going to get through this another hour, and hopefully I'll be able to make it. We all know Rick's talent here on the air and as a talk show host and his quick wit. But you know, I always used to like to jab him about his singing ability because he would call and leave clips of himself singing on my answering machine. I mean, you've all heard this.
I'm all out of love. I'm something without you.
Well, Rick, from our earlier days on some of our earlier shows, also, did people know, he was also a ventriloquist. As a child, he had a little Jerry Mahoney dummy, and he would bring Jerry in from time to time and do Jerry Mahoney. Well, here he was talking about practicing his ventriloquism.
Another phase of my spectacular showbiz career was discussed.
I'm practicing my Jerry Mahoney act.
Oh, good. I've been working on my my little act.
Practice makes perfect.
Yep, and I'm a little rusty, but I picked up a book last night that's helping me out.
Oh, really? Yeah. A joke book? Or?
No, it's Ventriloquism for Dummies.
Oh, okay.
It's a new one.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
Les, are your headphones on over there? Are you hearing my microphone come through? Scott enjoyed it. You stared like a deer in the headlights.
Look at him!
I thought that was pretty clever.
Thank you, Scott. I worked on that all night long.
I bet you did.
Me and Jerry.
Hey, Rick, tell him this one.
Rick, Scott, and Leslie.
And then,
I didn't
know of course.
Speak that high.
Oh, I love that. I love was, that laugh.
There was Rick and his kazoo abilities.
Oh. Rick Beckett.
How's that?
That's great.
Scott Winters.
Oh, you do have a musical talent. I'm amazed.
Try one. What's going to put that holiday smile on your face?
The Rick and Scott Show.
They're working almost as hard as Santa's elves.
The Rick and Scott Show.
Rick and Scott.
On News Radio 1300 WOOD.
And then one of my favorite stories that Rick told is he at one time had a musical instrument he used to take with him to parties to entertain guests at the parties.
Get this, he had an electric guitar.
I did.
How many chords did you know? One,
probably
two, three.
Maybe three.
See, I just can't see you jumping around doing the electric guitar thing.
Well, I had a trombone for a while, too. And I used to take it to parties, man. I'd pretend I could play it and like I'd say, okay, watch this. I'm taking requests. And I just let the slide go flying right off the end across the room.
A request on a trombone.
Oh, it was great. It was a great play gig.
Rick Beckett, Scott Winters.
Show me how you played that electric guitar.
I used to duck walk like Chuck Berry.
Oh, I got to see that. Come on, do it right there on the floor. Come
oh,
on.
No.
Oh, come on.
No, not so.
Be a sport.
No, those rock star days are over, buddy. Forget it.
The man had a lot of hidden talents that people didn't know were out there. We're going to miss those. We're doing a tribute to Rick Beckett. We've got another hour to go. If you missed any of today's show and want to hear it, you can get it through the podcast at the Wood to Go podcast section at woodradio.com. Also, we're streaming woodradio.com. We're also streaming on woodtv.com, Wood TV, its website. There's a camera in here. We're doing it that way. And, of course, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you're going to let me tell the story the first time I ever met Rick Beckett.
Tell you what, we're coming up out of the news here. We're going to talk with another co-worker that Rick worked back with in the early days at ZZR, and you met Rick at ZZR. So
yes, indirectly. We'll tell that story.
Yes. All right, that'll be coming up next. We'll continue the tribute, and there have been a lot of people that have been hanging on hold. I'm going to get to those calls in this hour, so hang on, I am getting to you. It's the Rick and Scott Show, News Radio, Wood 1300.